pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Ecclesiastes 4:10.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Team Effort in Christ was written by Dave Brannan and read by Stephen Tabor.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Team Effort in Christ, written by Dave Brannan. In 1869, construction began on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. Soon after work commenced, Chief Engineer Washington Roebling became very ill. His wife, Emily, pitched in to help. She studied his plans, revised specifications, and gave instructions to his assistants. Emily assisted her husband in any way she could, and when the bridge opened in 1883, she rode in the first carriage across it. Her husband praised her remarkable talent and her thorough knowledge of the work and plans. Such teamwork is beautiful and the secret to the most meaningful work of our lives. Solomon explained the basis of teamwork in Ecclesiastes, saying, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up." And in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul said, "We should view teamwork as a key to the work of the church. There are many parts, but one body." He further explained that there should be no division in the body, as everyone serves together, caring for each other. In our work, our family, or in the life of the church, none of us are in this alone. We need each other when someone falters, and we need each other as we combine our talents. Teamwork is vital as we set out to accomplish what God wants us to do. Let's pray. Lord, teach us to depend on one another as we serve in the body of Christ. Deepen our commitment to work together in unity and love for your purposes so that your plan can be worked out in the world through us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. In what ways can you team up with others to do God's work? How have you been helped by a teammate in serving Christ?